Right now we'd like to do a song for all you freaks out there.
Broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many are those. Get off track at the intersection of the 20th and 21st century. It's Rare Import, Independent, and Demo. It's rock by Christians. It's Off the Beaten Track with Feeble Man.
The man's ticked and split.
Don't look ahead now, don't look behind.
Started bouncing in after I aired just a clip of that band. Thought I'd air a whole one. That was Nobody Special.
Don't get tired. Don't get tired. Go!
Okay, dig the wax out of your ears and dig this interview I did with drummer Jim Chaffin of The Crucified.
Well, dude, check it out. I'm going to ask you a little bit of background on the band. Going way back here. Now, the band was formed in Madera, California back in 84, correct?
That is correct.
Now, were you the original drummer?
I was the original drummer. Yes, sir. I was the, my house we were practicing in the garage. My mom was nice enough to let us bang out punk rock tunes and put up with what the neighbors said and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Life is good. Life is good.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was all 7-Eleven chili dogs and nachos and big gulps and punk rock.
Smelly, sweaty basements.
Yeah, that way, yeah. We moved to a sweaty basement for a while there.
Yeah.
But for
the ambiance.
Yeah, exactly.
Check it. Now, what were the band's influences when they got started?
Man, it was all over the place. Mainly, I'd say, like Undercover, Lifesavers, Altar Boys, were all, you know, happening at the time, and were kind of edgy Christian bands and stuff. But we heard that stuff, but we also, you know, liked Minor Threat, DRI, GBH, all that stuff that was going on at the time, and we just wanted to push the envelope with the speed of what the punk rock stuff was going on. You know, at the time it was like the fastest thing you heard, like Undercover do God Rules, or something, or Oh Nancy by the Altar Boys, you know, just like, dude, that was awesome. And it was only, you know, it wasn't really that fast. But
yeah.
So we knew there was a lot of fast, cool stuff going on. So we just we wanted to emulate that and just really, you can hear it. I mean, I know our early stuff, you can totally hear the influence, especially Minor Threat and ERI type of stuff. So.
Now, I will say that your early stuff, Take Up the Cross, for me, I'm old school, that was definitive Crucified. That stuff was genuine. That was Running Nose punk rock, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I like to call it even more hardcore, because it was, you know, punk rock to me was like the Misfits and the Sex Pistols and all that kind of stuff.
No.
We like to do the more faster stuff, you know, the Youth Brigade, like I said, Minor Threat, DRI, that type of stuff, you know, pick up the pace a little bit. Yeah, you know, just about when DRI started doing their crossover stuff and Slayer, Rain and Blood came out, Master Puppets came out, all that stuff came out, and we were just like blown away, so that started having an influence on us, you know, so style definitely did change.
Yeah, no doubt. Very good. Now, what would you say was, of all the stuff you've done over the years, was it, 25 years now, quarter of a century, what would you say is probably your favorite or some of your favorite tunes from then till now?
You know, I always liked playing Soundscreen, and I love playing Death to Death.
Oh, yeah.
Off of Nailed.
That's right.
I like Human Before too. That was a lot of fun. The older stuff. The newer stuff is more really like The Wrong One, The Strength.
Yeah.
And Power of God.
Yeah. You know, right on.
I really dig those songs. I like it all. You know, obviously where you wouldn't play it. But those are the ones that are. I have to control my tempo when I'm playing them live because I'm so freaking stoked, you know what I mean? You just start going way too fast.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta calm down.
Focus, man. Focus.
Yeah, focus, exactly.
Check it. I was on the subject of tunes, favorite tunes. Now, what would be one of your favorite tunes lyrically?
Lyrically, the Strength, by far.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, one of my all-time favorites, man. You know, it's talking about, I feel myself slipping. You know, Lord, grant me the strength to follow your path and not go astray. I alarm myself, something or other, grant me the strength. You know, I always dug that.
That's it, man. That's the prayer.
Yeah. It's cool. Very cool.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of lyrics, Mark writes most of the lyrics, correct?
Yeah, 99.5%.
Now, I just read, and I hadn't heard this until recently, I read on the site, that he wrote a book.
That he wrote, yeah, he did, yes, that is correct. You know, and Mark was always really good at lyrics, communicating through lyrics, and the written word, you know, he's really good at that. Anybody who's met Mark in person,
yeah,
is always like, wow. It was really weird meeting Mark, you know, because he's a totally different dude when you just talk to him. But when he communicates his ideas that, you know, in print, pretty good. Pretty, you know, he's really good at that.
Evil shall raise me as pearls to swine, or held higher than gold. The Crucified with the Strength. Jim continues, coughing up the answer to my question. What exactly is Mark's book about?
All those crazy things that happened to him in the early 80s and early 90s, you know, put it all in a book.
He's very thoughtful. Very thoughtful.
Yeah, yeah. I read it, you know, just to make sure he didn't dog me in it.
Yeah, check it. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I got to make sure. I got to protect myself, you know.
Now, what's up with the re-release of Pillars? Is it a re-recording? Is it a remix? What is it? What is that?
It was a remix. You know, when we originally wanted to do the box set, you know, we wanted to do like the definitive fan package of every possible thing we did, even if we hated it and were embarrassed by it. Like, we're gonna put everything on there, and we did. But you know, we knew not everybody was gonna want everything, and we had a lot of people who just wanted Pillars. And the reason it came out in the order it did, that was kind of more solid stakes idea on that one, which, you know, was a little more business minded. But they really wanted to re-release it also. You know, they always, Brandon really wanted to re-release that because he, it was cool. You know, he really, Brandon Evil, you know, who owns Tooth and Nail, Solid State, and that whole conglomerate now, used to be just a small little label, you know, back in the day. And he'd always come to our shows, and, you know, we had a pretty good relationship with him. And he always wanted to put that stuff out, but was never able to get a hold of the masters. So once he found out we had the masters and we were talking about it, he really wanted to do it. So.
Well, what was beautiful about it was it went all the way back to the inception in KGB.
Yeah, man. Like I say, you know, it was like, embarrassing or not, we're gonna put it on there just because, you know, guys who were there from the beginning, from way back in the day, like, you know. Yourself, you know, and Caleb from Boot to Head, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just all those guys, you know, Bill Powers. We knew Bill when he was in, what was his name?
Point Blank.
He did.
Point Blank.
Point Blank, yeah. You know, we played with him. He was just a little skinny kid.
Yeah.
With air. And, you know, just for people like that who were, you know, have been around for a long time, and for folks who maybe caught us, you know, when we were a little more metal, and just so they could see the progression of what we were and what we became, you know?
Right on.
That's the coolest part to me, is just to look at the progression.
KGB for the first time here recently, after all these years. I listened to that, compared to, you know, Power of God, and you're like, people grow up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they learn how to play their instruments, and they get a little better at songwriting and all that good stuff, you know, so.
Now, you got some shows coming up, I saw on the website. What are some of the shows, when and where, that you guys are planning?
We are going to be in Canton, Ohio, the 29th, I believe it is. It's the end of the month on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Also in Detroit, Michigan, from what I heard. That one's a little sketchy. I'm not quite sure where that's going to be, but that's what we were told. And then we're going to Germany in July, the end of July, for a Freakstock there in Germany.
Very good.
Which I'm really excited about. You know, that's just like the punk rock of punk rock, man. That's just like, that's those guys are crazy over there, you know. But yeah, there's that, and then I think at the end of the year, we're going back to Germany for Christmas Rock Night. In between that, I heard that there was some possibilities of possibly Albuquerque, maybe Phoenix, stuff like that. But that's about it. Not a whole lot right now. So I would love to do more, but you know. Well, we got jobs and stuff like that, you
exactly.
know? Responsible adults.
That's right, like, that's know. Right. Can't be teenagers forever.
Yeah.
That's
right. That sucks. That's the truth, though.
But what's beautiful is you guys are still rocking the house, man.
Right on. Yeah. I feel that way, at least.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it, you know?
Have that little tat on your back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now, is there any particular things that the band is trying to get across at the shows?
No. As a matter of fact, it's probably the exact opposite. You know, back when we were, you know, up and playing all the time and stuff, Mark was really big on saying stuff. He said a lot from the stage, and it was usually right off the, you know, shooting from the hip, but he'd always say stuff. He kind of has changed his heart about how all that's supposed to work, you know, and he typically doesn't say a whole lot. If he does, it's short and sweet, and we get on to the next song, you know, which I leave up to him, you know. I mean, it's not, he writes a lot of the lyrics, obviously, that are very, I mean, as long as the sound system's good enough so you can hear him singing them, they say a whole lot.
That's exactly right.
And we try to, I think probably all of us have changed our hearts on that. I mean, we used to be very like, you know, four spiritual laws. You got to, you know, try to get somebody to accept Jesus right then and there all the time. And instead of just living a life of grace and mercy, you know, and doing like Micah says, and you know, do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with God, and do your thing. You know, we're trying to score. We're not score points per se, but just, you know, we wanted to see the fruit right then and there. You know, and I think we all have grown enough in the Lord that we know that's not really what you're supposed to do. You know, you do what you can. If the Lord tells you to speak, you speak. If He says be quiet, you be quiet, and you. Yeah. You know, so I let the Holy Spirit tell Mark what to say, and he does his thing. It's all good.
The people that go to your shows have latched onto the lyrics from the albums and stuff like that.
Yeah.
CDs these days. And, you know, what was rad, I was watching the box set, the video on the box set, and, you know, you got the audience out there screaming at the top of their lungs, United in Christ.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, that was always...
it's
that
like,
was always really huge, man. At the end of a show, you know, they would just... That gives me goosebumps just thinking about that.
United! United by Christ! United! United by Christ! United! United by Christ! United! United by Thank you.
the brand of burning cold. Give my eyes a nasty face, sweet gum, skin hit you ain't. Study the roots and get back on base. Got a situation that we can't interfere. Praise God, a holy fire that has been to it. Now terminate, for it gets too late. Let the brother be himself and try to relate. Simple minds will suck so tight. Lose the touch, lose the sight. The bottom way, let the man run it off with his hand in hand.
New recordings, or actually any new material that may be done live, or you got any new recordings planned?
Nothing right now. We talked about it, but that's about it, you know. I know what I would like to do, but
well, I guess you're a pretty busy guy these days here. That's what I hear.
Somewhat. I'm married. I got 3 kids. A couple of them are graduating and high school, not college yet. and you know, the other guys are married. One of them newly married. One of them has a new baby. There's a lot of stuff going on. I play in a couple other different bands, and I try to do as much as I can.
Right.
But there's even though I play in other bands, there's always, you know, with playing with Empty Tomb and stuff, it's like you get with a group of guys where you just, it feels right, and it always feels at home. You can play with all kinds of other people, and you can do it, and it works, but there's always a certain group of guys that you get with that it just feels right, you know?
No doubt,
That's the way I feel with these guys, so I would love to do more and be creative with them again and do something new and different, but it's got to be a collaborative deal. It can't be just me forcing it, or it's gonna suck anyway. So
I will say this: you guys were ahead of your time on a lot of the stuff in the early '90s. You have a lot of staying power. With your stuff is extremely relevant still. So
that's cool. I appreciate it, man.
Absolutely, you can just lock in on that set and just keep riding it. You know, and the lyrics are there. You know, it rocks, man.
Yeah, I feel like the intensity is there too, you know. Even though there's a lot of crazy double bass playing and stuff out there, this, that, and the other, there's not a lot of people just playing straight out fast, tempos and stuff. So I think it's one of those things where it's kind of coming back around, you know what I mean? It seems like people are getting a little tired of the screamo and the crazy double bass and stuff, are kind of liking the just the simple chaos of a fast beat with some killer breaks and a good chorus, you know, so they can go nuts, you know.
Straightforward so, rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm sorry, what's that?
Oh, no, I was just going to talk about, being concert-wise and stuff on the DVD. That's the one thing I miss, man. Even the shows that we've done so far, nobody pits anymore. I mean, hardly anybody does a pit, and you go back, you look on the DVD that we have in there, and man, we used to have just monster pits. People, and they knew what they were doing, you know what I mean? Nobody hardly ever got hurt.
That's right.
If they did, they'd come up here with a smile on their face with a bloody nose, and they'd be all stoked because, this guy hit me in the stage door, he hit me in the head. Oh, it was awesome, man.
Well, as I've said to people, it's just football to music. People are getting banged up, but hey, they're having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. as long as there's no malicious idiot, you know, those guys always get kicked out anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Crucified reminds us that the power of God is alive, whether you believe it or not. Jim Chafin wrapped up the interview with some web addresses.
That's thecrucified.net, or you can find us on MySpace. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, which, yeah, go figure. I don't know, Twitter. What is that?
So you guys are a bunch of twits now, huh?
Yeah, we're a bunch of twits. That's for sure. You know, when you're out there tweeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever that is, you know, you gotta be on every different type of medium out there, I guess. So we're not on pure volume though, so you know we're not quite that cool, I guess. But we
gosh. Well, you're doing your part to go into all the world, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
I'm sorry, myself, but isn't got that great a connection, so.
Yeah, I think it's a good cue to wrap this up then.
Next time, we'll go ahead and we'll tweet this interview. We'll tweet it. and we'll just, you know, I'll use my BlackBerry and we'll tweet it to each other. How's that? Technology.
I'll tell you, I can't keep up with it, man.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Yeah.
It's all good. All those old schoolers know how we feel. It's all good.
Yeah. I remember the old telephones we had to dial, man.
Yeah, exactly. How about cassette tapes?
8-track,
well, dude.
Don't
even know what that is.
So, what's that?
What? A cassette tape? What is that?
Dude, I go back to 8-tracks, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm feeling that.
Those were irritating, man. Right in the middle of an awesome lead, and then the thing would go click, click.
Yeah, dude. Just Alive 2. That's my 8-track.
Oh, okay. We sound like a bunch of old folks, man. But again,
yeah, exactly.
What's beautiful is these old folks are making a lot of noise.
I don't. Yeah, you can't. You grow up, but you can never take a kid out of your heart, you know?
That's why I'm doing this, man.
Right on.
All right, dude. Jim, thanks a lot for hanging, chit-chatting.
Yeah, man. Lord bless you. I totally appreciate the opportunity, man.
You betcha.
And that wrapped up my interview with Jim Chaffin of The Crucified.